Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live on a Friday in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening or watching, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Carson Palmer in an hour. My AFC Championship pick in an hour. My NFC Championship pick in an hour. Red hot Jason McIntyre. Did you go undefeated last week?
I did, yes.
Wow.
Great, great weekend. This weekend's a little dicier.
A lot dicier.
I do like the tagline I see on the screen right now. Got me very excited. Come to the dark side, Cowherd.
All right. So I was thinking about this. Brady Manning kind of came out of nowhere, right? I mean, Peyton Manning was great in high school, great in college, number one pick. Big Ben looked the part. A lot of people thought it was going to be Big Ben, as be Peyton Manning, and here came Brady. And now it's interesting. A lot of us assumed it was going to be Mahomes and Josh Allen about 2 years ago, right? And suddenly, and it's really clear, it's become Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Efficient, accurate, don't make the mistakes, clutch, great situationally. So three quarterbacks, Big Ben, Cam Newton, and Josh Allen, came into this league, and it was jaw-dropping. Big, strong, physical, running over defensive players, running past defensive players. Big Ben, Cam, Josh Allen. All three got defensive coaches. And I would argue at the very end, Cam Newton still had bad mechanics. Josh Allen's regressing with a defensive coach. And Big Ben, never great with details. Mahomes was wild in college. Erratic. Andy Reid cleaned him up. Joe Burrow, early in his NFL career, a lot of picks. Zach Taylor polished him. An offensive head coach can't make you any more talented. But what they can do is scheme some layups. Sandpaper. Refine. Frank Reich did that with Carson Wentz and Phillip Rivers. And Andrew Luck had his most efficient year with Frank Reich. That's why he's a good coach for Carolina. That's what he does as a former NFL quarterback, the offensive coach. Why did teams pass on Brock Purdy? Do you think Brock Purdy would be this successful with a defensive coach? Because Justin Fields is far more talented. He got a defensive coach. Zach Wilson, far more talented. he get a defensive coach. But yet Brock Purdy came into the NFL, and the knock was, he's erratic. I heard that a lot. I went and looked up his pro scouting. He's erratic. He's wild. And then he got Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan cleaned him up. In the last three Super Bowls, we've had six head coaches, all offensive. There's four left, all offensive. You could be a car salesman, run a Mercedes dealership. You sell cars, you know cars in and out. You could also do classic cars, and eventually you'd sell cars too. And both are in the automotive industry. But there's a difference between how much they really know about cars. Look at the coaches in the last five or six Super Bowls. It's Doug Peterson. It's Sean McVay. It was Bruce Arians. It's Andy Reid and Bill Belichick. Four offensive coaches have won the last five Super Bowls. So as quarterback becomes more essential to the sport, and it is for safety reasons, they've cleaned up the sport. The people who can take these gems, seventh rounders like Brock Purdy, second rounders like Jalen Hurts, superstar talent like Mahomes, at the end of a season, more efficient, better situationally. Man, you look at Brian Daboll did. He didn't make Daniel Jones more talented. He cleaned up the interceptions and fumbles. He made him more accurate, leaned into his run game, got him to win a playoff game. And so we thought, a lot of us thought, Big Ben was going to end up more Super Bowls. Cam was going to be greater. Josh Allen was the future. But all of them in the end, I never felt like they could kind of clean up a lot of their situational stuff, their mechanics. They made too many mistakes, not great in the details. And now that's what we have, Mahomes and Burrow, where you get the greatness without the longer they're in this league, you get the greatness without the mistakes. Mahomes this week talked about the matchup with Burrow and the Bengals.
We have a lot of great offensive minds and on our side on offense, and we're going to make sure we're going to try to throw different pitches at them, and they'll do the same to us and all their defensive coaches and defensive players that they have. And so it becomes a great matchup between two great teams, and that's what you want in the AFC Championship.
All right, so I saw this yesterday. Big headlines. Nathaniel Hackett gets hired by the Jets. And so the big headline here, according to a league source, they want Aaron Rodgers. That's the only reason they did it. So it's the classic Hail Mary. Now, if Zach Wilson could play, everybody would be fine. Robert Saleh's job would be safe. You know, the GM, Joe Douglas, nobody would talk about the left tackle and the quarterback he whiffed on. But if you whiff on the number two pick in the draft and it's a quarterback, it sets off a chain of events and there's desperation. And so this feels so Jets to me. It feels very panicky and very desperate. And the truth is, whenever you're in crisis, it can be at home in your marriage, it could be in your business, it could be with your football team. What you have to do is lean into what you're good at. The Jets are actually close. Belichick and the Patriots are increasingly dysfunctional. Miami's got weapons, but Tua increasingly can't stay healthy. Josh Allen and that rigid defensive system is regressing. And the Jets have all sorts of really good young players, and most are cheap. They're not that far away. So why throw a Hail Mary? Do you know how many Hail Marys are completed in the NFL on the average year? Two. And it's the same in business. This is why Aaron Rodgers doesn't fit. He's expensive. You'll have to make some decisions. He's prickly. He's semi-committed. Doesn't have any interest in working with young players and being a mentor and teaching them the game. You know what works here? A double. Jimmy Garoppolo. Everybody loves him. Knows the West Coast system. Get him reasonably priced. Don't have to give anything up. He likes young guys. Everybody likes him. Hail Marys don't work on the field, and they don't work in business. Lean into what you're good at. What are the Jets good at? Good defense, tough culture, and when Breece Hall comes back, good run game. Find a left tackle, sign Jimmy, doubles. I'll give you a prime example of this. This Hail Mary nonsense. The New York Giants, they had a mess on their hands. Bad roster, Kenny Golladay contract, Daniel Jones was a whiff. The Giants didn't panic. They got an offensive coach. They leaned into, this is what you do in crisis, they leaned into what they were good at. Good defensive front. They strengthened it. Kayvon Thibodeau. They leaned into Saquon Barkley, got him healthy and a lot of touches. And they cleaned up with an offensive coach. They cleaned up Daniel Jones, the best version of him. And in panic. They weren't a Super Bowl team. And think they were a Super Bowl team. They wanted to right the ship. Giants crosstown did a really good job. Nobody thinks they're a Super Bowl team now. And they may never be with Daniel Jones. But they didn't panic. Take the Pittsburgh Steelers, another very good blue blood organization. Big Ben leaves. They didn't panic. They said, let's go get Mitch Trubisky. Let's draft a quarterback, see where he falls. It's Kenny Pickett. What did they lean into? What are the Steelers? They lean into defense. They lean into Mike Tomlin. They lean into their tough culture. They lean into the front office. And then slowly but surely, they didn't panic. They brought Kenny Pickett in after a few games. He's going to make some mistakes. Kept the game plan pretty simple. And what did they do? 7-2 down the stretch? They didn't panic. The Giants didn't panic. They got better at the end of the year. They took Daniel to a place that may be the ceiling. Kenny Pickett, they didn't panic. They leaned into what they do well. There's so much dysfunction in this league. I mean, the Steelers look around. Lamar Jackson didn't want to play, or he was hurt, or nobody knows what. Cleveland's Cleveland. All of a sudden, you look around, and you're like, next to Cincinnati, we're playing the best football in the division. The Giants look around, and Washington's dysfunctional, and Dallas has some dysfunction, and Giants looking around at the end of the year, and they're like, we're playing some of the best football in the division. The Jets, this feels like a Hail Mary. You're not a Super Bowl team. You're not a Super Bowl team. Lean into what you're good at, okay? Tough. Get that star running back back. Go get a left tackle. Play real defense. You're closer than you think. Just go hit a double. Jimmy G's a West Coast offense guy. I wouldn't have hired Hackett, but now he's in the building. He can do the West Coast offense thing. Aaron Rodgers is a Hail Mary. He'd come in. You don't know if he's committed offseason. You got a bunch of kid wide receivers and running backs. That's not Aaron's DNA. By the way, it's not Tom Brady's DNA. He wanted Leonard Fournette. He wanted Gronk. He wanted AB. These old quarterbacks don't want to deal with kids. Here's Robert Saleh on the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett.
You know, one of the great strengths is that he is a West Coast guy with regards to scheme. So there's going to be some continuity there. He's got a proven history of being able to develop a heck of a run game in every stop that he's ever been in. He's got a proven track record of tremendous relationships with all the quarterbacks that he's ever worked with, and he's gotten great head success with all the quarterbacks that he's worked with.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, but the point being, Giants, Steelers, I don't think either one thought with Daniel Jones or Kenny Pickett they were a Super Bowl team. Lean into what we're good in. There's so much dysfunction in this league. If you can just do the best version of you, don't panic, hit a bunch of doubles, every division has got a tire fire. Some divisions by the end of the year, New England now's a bit of a tire fire. Defensive coordinator, offensive coach, more leaks than the Trump White House. Jets, take a deep breath. Miami's got a Tua issue. New England's got a dysfunctional issue. Buffalo's got a this thing's regressing issue. Young, cheap talent. Get a left tackle. Get Jimmy G. Lean into you. Take a deep breath. It's amazing in this league. If you don't panic, if you don't go crazy, you're going to find your way to success. Jets are not that far off. Hail Marys don't work on the field. They don't work in business either. How's that, J-Mac?
Oh, glass half full, Colin, for a Friday. Fired up. I love it, Cowherd. I'm on the Jimmy G train with you. I don't want Aaron Rodgers in New York. Can you imagine him with the prickly New York media and ayahuasca and all this wacky stuff? No thanks.
One thing we know about this league, is there 6 or 7 dysfunctional organizations every year. They panic. They overreact. Cleveland goes and gives a guaranteed contract to Deshaun Watson. Just don't do that. Everybody in this league, even the bad teams, has something they're good at. Like if you're at home and your wife and you are struggling, okay, what are you good at? You're good parents. Lean into the kids. You both have good jobs. Lean into the kids. Lean into your careers. Try to solve the other stuff. Don't panic. This is a classic. Jimmy Garoppolo, West Coast offense, a unifier. By the way, Zach Wilson, not a unifier. Aaron, not always a unifier. Garoppolo, bring the locker room close together. Let's get all the guys going out on Friday nights. Everybody likes to hang out with everybody. Young guys, old guys, rich guys, new guys, cheap guys. You're not that far off. Just get your act together, hit doubles. It's amazing. All the Giants did all year, hit doubles. Made the playoffs with Daniel Jones.
Won a game.
They won a bunch of close games. They hit a bunch of doubles. Minnesota Vikings, a bunch of doubles, won their division. I mean, that's kind of it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Property crimes, burglaries, package thefts spike in the winter. Get safe. 20% off if you order SimpliSafeColin.com. Free indoor security camera. No safe like SimpliSafe. So this drives Dallas Cowboy fans crazy, of course. But Jerry Jones pledging his loyalty and allegiance to Mike McCarthy. Here's what the coach said about his future in Big D.
As far as my relationship with Jerry, just using his word, we're in an excellent spot. You know, he's the partnership that we have. He's excited about. He told me a number of times this week that he wants me to coach here as long as Coach Landry did, and I said, okay, that's a long time. I feel really good about our relationships. I think our ability to discuss and disagree is we do a good job of that.
By the way, I do not think Mike McCarthy is one of the Cowboys' two biggest problems. I think the number one problem is Jerry Jones is, the GM, has control of personnel, falls in love with players like Jalen Smith or Zeke and pays them too early, or Dak. That's the number one issue. It's a dysfunctional front office. Number two, Dak is solid, but he's paid like Mahomes. So you have to get rid of Amari Cooper. Mahomes can get rid of Tyreek Hill and still be the best quarterback in the league. B quarterbacks can't lose their top receiver. You see the issues. Now Dalton Schultz will be on his way, I presume. Suddenly B quarterbacks forced to make more plays. Dak, the interceptions and the mistakes go up. Dak's last two playoff games, one last year they scored 17 points and Dak completed 53% of his throws. This year they scored 12. He had two picks and a passer rating of 64. As a quarterback, you get to blame one head coach, right? Aaron Rodgers. This is Mike McCarthy's fault. Now we look at Aaron and say, yeah, some of the issues are an Aaron issue. Dak Prescott, blame Jason Garrett. That's fans, media, Jason Garrett. And now we look at it and go, yeah, Dak's kind of limited. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll took a lot of heat. Now we look in Denver. In 1 year, we see Russell Wilson differently. I remember when Jameis Winston came in. It's Dirk Cutter. It's Lovie Smith. And then he threw 33 picks. I think it's 33 picks with Bruce Arians. Get him out of here. Bring in Tom Brady. Every quarterback, the star quarterbacks, yeah, blame the first coach. Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that Mike McCarthy got to a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay now struggles more in the playoffs than they did with McCarthy when Aaron was in his prime. And he's got the Cowboys with Dak and Cooper Rush winning 12 games back-to-back. They have not done that since 1994 and 95. I do not think that is a coincidence. I don't always love Mike McCarthy's clock management. I didn't love Andy Reid's clock management forever in Philadelphia. He's gotten better at it. But you start looking, we're going to blame McCarthy for this. Joe Burrow took a bad O-line to the Super Bowl. Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill, rebuilt his O-line. Ends up in the AFC Championship. Once you pay a quarterback what you're paying Dak, you got to get rid of people. You're going to have flaws. You're going to be vulnerable. The stars can overcome it. Dak can't. McCarthy had no say on that. McCarthy didn't pay him. McCarthy knew Jerry Jones, it was very clear and often reported, whoever was the coach had to deal with Dak because Jerry was going to pay him. That's not Mike McCarthy's issue. Zeke's contract, that was before Mike McCarthy got there. Jerry's the GM. There's nothing Mike McCarthy can do about that. I don't have to love everything about a coach, but we can't blame the coach. 12 wins, a Super Bowl. Aaron, got to blame McCarthy for everything. Now, Aaron's stuff is Aaron's stuff. Can't beat Jared Goff or Garoppolo at home. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Did you know, Colin, that Patrick Mahomes is going to appear in his fifth straight AFC title game? This is fifth one straight that he's hosted.
I know.
Pretty impressive. So yesterday he said that he's been talking to the GOAT, Tom Brady, about advice getting ready for another AFC title game. Here's what Mahomes had to say.
I talked to Tom a little bit, and I mean, I have a good relationship with him now, and he gives me a lot of advice. Yeah, seriously, he gives me some advice to help me. I mean, why would you not want to learn from the GOAT, man? So anytime anybody like that wants to give me advice, I'll take it in. And it's cool to see the guys that you've watched growing up your whole life be able to talk to you on that type of platform.
You know, one of the things about the NFL is that if, you know, Brady, you get to a point with Kansas City now. If you can be a number one seed, you get a bye, you win one home game, and you're in the conference championship. So the league does a really smart job. They don't want to create too many obstacles for the great teams, right? Win a home game, you're in the conference championship. So this is sort of what Brady did at the end, constantly in the conference championship. It's what Mahomes is doing, and much harder for the wild card teams. That's one thing, you know, sometimes people complain about the baseball playoffs is that a really good team can have a good season, then you get knocked out very quickly, right? Like the NFL, this is the way it should work. If you got a great coach and a quarterback, you play a home game or two, you're in the conference championship every year.
So I just looked it up. Brady went to 8 straight AFC championship games. Never hosted 5 straight, Mahomes. That's a pretty big honor, right? Every year. Brady went 5-3 when he went to the 8 straight. If Mahomes does take an L this Sunday, only 2-3 despite hosting all of them. Let's say is that something or is that nothing?
Well, I think once you've paid him, they would be better with Ward at corner and Tyreek Hill at wide receiver. So I think the challenge for Mahomes isn't being great. The challenge for Mahomes going forward is balancing the roster with his enormous salary, which he's earned all of it. Now, that's why Brady and Breeze later decided, I'm going to take pay cuts so we can keep guys. The challenge for the Chiefs really is about managing their cap this point forward. It's not about, you got the coach, you got the coordinators, you got all that. This is what Buffalo's going to find out. You can't pay 2 safeties, a linebacker, 4 defensive linemen. You got to clean it up. So,
I personally like the socialism in the NFL. They want everybody having a chance. They don't want the Chiefs staying on top for a decade unless Mahomes takes less like Brady did. But I kind of like that they make it a challenge, right? This is kind of a math equation that you've got to solve over a number of years.
Well, think about baseball. So baseball doesn't have a salary cap per se. And there's probably 8 teams right now that are AAA baseball teams. So the socialism aspect of what the NFL does with a hard cap, that's why you have 7 new playoff teams every year. You don't have 7 new playoff teams. I mean,
By the way, everybody's doing Moneyball in baseball. Every team is hip to that. It's like 15 years old, right? Everybody's doing that. NFL is, do we pay the quarterback once we find him, or do we just try to recycle quarterbacks in and out every 4 or 5 years? That's a big risk to take, but you'll have a better roster, Colin.
I can tell you right now in baseball, the Mets are going to be good. The Yankees are going to be good. The Dodgers are going to be good. Houston. You can tell the Braves.
By looking at the salaries.
You can kind of have a sense of, whereas in the NFL, it's, there were a lot of people that thought, remember when Tyreek Hill, the day he got traded, people were freaking out.
Yeah, Chiefs are falling off a cliff. Remember all those guys?
A lot of people felt that. So it's like the socialism thing works for this sport.
All right, next up, let's go to Brock Purdy. Cheapest quarterback left. I believe he's making something like $800,000 this year.
It's crazy. So he's crazy. Making that much as the last pick?
It's somewhere in that range. I don't have the exact number, but he's made the leap from Mr. Irrelevant to starting the conference championship game on Fox. Many have questioned, how did scouts miss on Purdy? That includes Steve Smith Sr. among them, who recently spoke about why he believes scouts whiffed. The last pick? How did that happen? You know how it happens. Scouts are scared. We keep saying we're waiting for Brock Purdy's draft status to show up. You know why? Because these scouts are lazy. And they look at schools and they say this and they say that. And they discount people based on some ancillary dumb. I don't even know how they evaluate, but they do. And it's awful. He has a decent point. But at quarterback, we don't see the best players from the best schools thriving. Other positions, right? Left tackle, go to the SEC. You'll find somebody, right?
Yeah.
But quarterback, everybody whiffed on Purdy, man.
Yeah, I think quarterback's also hard because you touch the ball every play. Pressure is enormous. Personality, Wunderlich. I mean, everything matters. I mean, I've always said about Wunderlich, I don't care much. Quarterback, I kind of care.
Yeah.
You got to be in the 20s or 30s. So there's a lot of thing. There are a lot of elements to quarterback. Leadership's more important. You know, cognitive, discipline, emotionally. You got to kind of be in a grown-up at 23 years old where, you can be a wide receiver, a linebacker, and you're a little squirrely, but you're just a terrific player. Nobody's leaning on you to run the franchise. I think quarterback is really hard. There's so many elements that you have to be good at, so many boxes you have to check. And let's be honest about this. Most of the good quarterbacks go to teams with bad O-lines, there's a reason they're drafting at the top.
Yeah.
So then you often inherit a mess.
And you have no chance, which is what Bryce Young may step into.
We're also over-drafting quarterbacks. So a lot of them just simply aren't as good because we need them so badly. Yeah. So people are reaching on quarterbacks.
I'm like Jalen Hurts fell in the draft. Remember Alabama star, transfers, gets to play. Colin, what about Jalen Hurts? This is 2 straight years playoffs. Could have been the MVP of the league. I mean, he looks like a franchise quarterback. Brock Purdy, we're still in, what is this, his seventh or eighth game? Like,
yeah, and the other thing is, you know, Jimmy Johnson always talks about this, is that I've asked Jimmy on the air and off, what's the key? And he says, get smart players. You know, some kids, it's hard. The NFL is, you have a playbook. And, you know, some guys take longer. It's just basketball. Like, you can play or not play. Like, I'll give you an example. So there's a lot of guys I'll watch at the college level because I love mock drafts. And I'll watch them and I'll think, oh, he'd be a great NFL guy. And then he disappears into the tapestry of the NFL. And you're like, what happened to him? And people will say, you know, he was he had little injuries they hid. He wasn't really coachable. Like in the NBA, you can spot talent very, very early. I always tell the story years ago. I went to a Hartford basketball tournament, a girls basketball tournament. My daughter was playing. And I'm sitting up there with a bunch of like college scouts kind of like, you know, looking at some of these players. And I'm there 3 minutes and I point over to a girl, little small girl. I'm like, who is that? And they're like, yeah, she's the best. She's the best. Now, how can I spot that in... Why?
You got an eye for talent.
No. Basketball talent. People knew who Dwight Howard and LeBron were when they were 15 years old. Football, you have violence. You have to get... You can go from high school to the pros and be very good. You're not even allowed to go from high school to football for 3 years, minimum. So there's so much about the growth of your body.
Fit with the system you go into?
A lot of it's system fit. Yeah. Basketball, like if you can score and if you can get your own basket, you'll fit into most systems.
Yeah.
Like the system becomes you. It's not the way it works in football.
It's wild. Let's finish up with the Steelers. President Art Rooney had an end of the season press conference yesterday, topics ranging from keeping OC Matt Canada to Kenny Pickett's growth this season. One question he didn't seem to want to answer was about Mike Tomlin's future in Pittsburgh. When asked about it, Rooney said, I don't like to speculate on coach's contract. We'll see. Very puzzling considering Tomlin, I thought, was outstanding this year. They were not supposed to be good. They were in the playoff mix until almost the very end. I can't believe they'd move on from Tomlin, would they?
I don't think they would.
You had to think about that for a
second. Well, it's just... How many years does Sean McDermott and Mike get to figure out the offensive line, the run game, the coordinator? Like, I feel like Pittsburgh gives me kind of the same thing every year. Culture, toughness, defense, physicality. But the league's changing, and I'm not really interested in what you did 9 years ago. I'm interested in you developing. Some of these offensive lines in this league, if you start looking at the ones that you keep scratching your head, why can Andy Reid solve his O-line in a year? What, 1 year, one offseason, solved it. Why does it take Pittsburgh? We're on five
That's
now.
Fair.
Buffalo, we're on 6 years now. I'm sorry, I look around. By the way, Cincinnati had a disastrous offensive line. 1 year, solved it. Offensive coach. I mean, Sean McVay came to the Rams with Jeff Fisher, disastrous offensive line, got Whitworth, made a couple draft picks. 1 year, they solved their offensive line.
So this Pittsburgh team, Colin, if you looked at what they did, they remember that Claypool move? Yeah. They weren't going to pay him, so they trade him out. They got the rookie quarterback in Pickett. I think this is going to be an offseason. They're a team to watch. After the Super Bowl, you'll bet futures for next year. I'll be betting the Steelers to win the AFC next year. I really think this offseason could be huge for them.
Winning the whole AFC.
Winning the AFC, yes. Kenny Pickett on the rookie deal. Listen, Buffalo is going to struggle next year. I'll just put that out right now. I mean, Josh Allen's got to get right. The offense, McDermott spotlight.
With Pickett for the next 4 years, could they just buy good tackles? Like, they can go buy an offensive line. That's what the Chiefs did. Joe Tooney bought him. Orlando Brown, it was a trade. Yeah. I forgot how they got him. But in the end, you can draft O-line. Pittsburgh's got to go buy offensive linemen.
By the way, both KC tackles are free agents this offseason. You say it every year. There's going to be seven new playoff teams. Somebody's dropping out of the AFC. Well, we don't think it's going to be Jacksonville.
You and I know who we like, Nick. We like Detroit's momentum. We like Pittsburgh.
I like Pittsburgh a lot.
Who else do we like?
I mean, there's just a lot of uncertainty.
If Aaron stays in Green Bay, my guess is Minnesota pulls back from going 11-0. I think the Rams are probably better next year.
We'll see.
So who don't you like? I think the Bills feel like they're coming back.
Let's see what
happens. Tampa Bay if Brady
leaves.
Tampa,
yeah. The New York Giants, obviously.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Hold on.
We don't even know what they're doing at quarterback. Come on.
They're keeping Daniel Jones.
So the New York Giants will be falling next year then. Yes. Come on. Come on. Really? Right. Listen, AFC is going to be incredible next season. I mean, it's already awesome now.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So I got my two picks. Top of the 10. Feel good about one of them. Not really sure about the other one. These games are hard.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip. But they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Sunday, it's the NFC Championship game presented by Intuit TurboTax as the 49ers take on the Eagles with a trip to Super Bowl 57 on the line. It all kicks off at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, with pregame coverage starting at 1 p.m. Eastern only on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
So it's speculation season on Sean Payton. A lot of these jobs have not been filled yet because people are waiting for Sean Payton to make up their mind. Yesterday, Carolina, Sean Payton interviewed with them. They chose Frank Reich. I think it's a good hire. So there was a report yesterday by the Washington Post that said actually that Sean Payton is really concerned about the Broncos ownership. He likes Russell Wilson, though. Okay, that's the opposite of what the truth is. And Sean Payton called out the reporter. I had dinner with Sean, spent about 4.5 hours with Sean from the very beginning. The issues with Denver are not ownership. They're cap space. It's hard to win in this league if you don't have flexibility. And can he get Russell Wilson right? Because last year, Russell was very wrong. And those are concerns. Cap space, cap flexibility, and Russell Wilson. And I think he's rightly concerned with it. There's a disconnect. So many Seahawks took shots at Russell when he left Seattle. And that's not common. When Tom left New England, people weren't taking shots at him. That's not common. Generally, the quarterback, you know, is fairly well-liked. When Garoppolo left the Patriots, guys loved him. If Garoppolo left the Niners tomorrow, he wouldn't have guys bad-mouthing him. So Russell had guys bad-mouthing him, and then you heard about the disconnect, his own chiropractor, his own this, his own that, his own office. So there's a real connection problem. And to prove this, if Russell Wilson came off a really solid year, 26 touchdowns, 7 picks, passer rating of 94, a solid year, not a great year, not as good as he was in Seattle, Sean Payton would be the coach tomorrow. He would deal with the lack of cap flexibility because he would have a good quarterback, a great defense. You can always get picks. You can figure out ways to get picks. You move a player or two, that you'll always get. And they're only going to deal with one more year of, you know, cap or draft pick hell. So the truth is, Denver, Arizona, Carolina, Indy, Houston, in my opinion, would have all hired Sean Payton. All of them would have hired Sean Payton if they had the opportunity. Carolina found out Sean wasn't going to take it, so they hired Frank Reich. But all of them have issues. And Denver's weird because it's potentially the best job if you can get Russell Wilson right with that defense. And it's also potentially the worst of all of them because then you're trapped paying your quarterback $55 million. Your O-line's bad. You can't go buy that. Got Mahomes twice a year, Herbert twice a year, and who knows if Brady shows up to the Raiders. You could have the fourth best quarterback, and I don't care how good a coach is. You can't win the division regularly with the fourth best quarterback. As it is right now, they have the third best quarterback with no chance to surpass Herbert or Mahomes. So I would pass on the job for that reason. I think if you even get Russell Wilson right, he's not as good as Mahomes or Herbert. So at best, you're going to have the third best quarterback in a division, and that's if you get it right. And there's no guarantee you're going to get it right. But the stories that it's about ownership, let's be honest about ownership. There's three or four owners at any one time that meddle. Dan Snyder did. The old Al Davis did. Jim Irsay started meddling. By and large, most guys are closer to Robert Kraft. If you're winning, they stay out of it. Now, Kraft did dip into personnel. He told Belichick, you got to move Garoppolo. It ticked off Belichick, but it was ticking off Brady worse that Garoppolo was drafted in the second round and was around, and so they got rid of him. And that, I believe, created a little bit of a rift, perhaps briefly, with Robert Kraft and Belichick. But there are no perfect owners. If you're winning, they're all pretty good. If you're losing, they're on your butt and they're a pain. That's not the issue I've been told. Spent 5 hours with him. The two issues are very clear and they're obvious. Cap flexibility is a problem. Everybody in the league knows it, and can I get Russell right? The reason I wouldn't take the job, again, because if you get Russell right, he's still not Mahomes or Herbert. So at best, you got the third best quarterback in the league. So there you go. But I will say this. You know, generally there's job openings, and then there very quickly you've got a coach. I think a lot of people are just waiting for Sean Payton. That is my guess. So here's another thing that's interesting this weekend. And, you know, we all kind of know Steve Smith is banging on scouts for Brock Purdy, but football, there's a lot of variables in football. Terrell Davis ended up being a better pro back than he was a college back. You know, for the longest time, you'd think it would be linear that, you know, you'd be a great high school quarterback. Then you'd go to like Ohio State and then you would go to the NFL. But how many great Ohio State quarterbacks have there been in the NFL? How many great USC quarterbacks? How many great Alabama quarterbacks? It just doesn't work that way. In fact, I've made the argument for years, toughness is an underrated part of being an NFL quarterback. And there's an advantage playing in college with less talented people. You get dinged up more. You get hit more. You have to throw to smaller windows. I think it's a little bit of a disadvantage if you quarterback with five-star high school athletes and All-Americans in college. It's easier. The margins are much wider in college. So Brock Purdy played at Ohio State. He didn't have a bunch of NFLers in front of him. He didn't have a bunch of NFL first-round wide receivers. He had a good running back, but he didn't have a lot of stars around him. So therefore, you have to play in a lot of close games. You're often coming from behind. You're getting beat up a little in the pocket. That's called the NFL. So that's why you have so many quarterbacks. I mean, think about it right now in the NFL. How many of Josh Allen went to Wyoming? Mahomes went to Texas Tech. Burrow had the transfer. Dak went to Mississippi State. Jalen Hurts had the transfer. You start looking around. Jared Goff went to Cal. That's a rugby power. That's not a football power. Jared Goff got the you-know-what kicked out of him in college. So by the time he got to the NFL, he knew what it was like to quarterback in a muddy pocket, to have to play from behind, like to throw to guys that aren't NFL players. So there's a huge advantage. That's why quarterback's hard. There's a huge advantage to having Matt Ryan, Boston College, Drew Brees, Purdue, Big Ben, Miami of Ohio. You're not throwing to five-star athletes. We always say this about Mac Jones and Tua. Everybody's open at Alabama. Receivers are wide open. USC, when they got the right coach, Pete Carroll, Lincoln Riley, wide receivers are wide open. Now, I think Caleb Williams will be good, but it's harder. But it is interesting. Just Brock Purdy has had 19 drives in the playoffs. 4 touchdowns, 8 field goals, 5 punts. Joe Burrow's had 17. 4 touchdowns, 3 field goals, 5 punts. Brock Purdy's pretty good. Now, we know there's some physical limitations. You'd like him to be about 1.5 inches taller. You'd like him to have a little better arm. Burrow's the better quarterback talent. You could also say, well, he's got really good weapons. So does Burrow. Well, I mean, he's got a really good coach. Well, Zach Taylor's pretty good too. So I think what's fascinating to me is if Brock Purdy, because with the Niners, if Brock Purdy, even if he loses this weekend, but he loses 27-26 and is kind of a gamer. The Niners defense gives up a late touchdown to Hurts, but he's kind of a gamer. It creates unbelievable clarity. Jimmy Garoppolo, see ya. Trey Lance, see ya. We'll get a draft pick. Bosa, we'll sign you to a long-term deal. There are a lot of worse things in the world going into the next 3 years with Brock Purdy, knowing you have a great GM, a great coach, a great owner, and a great roster. That's a lot of great. And Brock Purdy. So now, if he just unravels against Philadelphia, looks like a rookie, then all of a sudden you go back to lack of clarity for the Niners. We love everything about the Niners. It's the quarterback thing we've been wrestling with for 3 years. Sunday, he plays great, win or lose. They figured out that part of the jigsaw puzzle. Sign Bosa. I think winning in Philadelphia is going to create, you're going to have to go with him long term. That, you know how hard it is to go into Philadelphia? That is an unbelievable task this weekend. Hour two, next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.